two points need to be kept in mind. First, these are all just informed guesses. Estimates for the number of animal species alive at the end of the Permian range from as low as 45,000 to as high as 240,000. If you don't know how many species were alive, you can hardly specify with conviction the proportion that perished. Moreover, we are talking about the death of species, not individuals. For individuals, the death toll could be much higher, in many cases practically total. The species that survived to the next phase of life's lottery almost certainly owe their existence to a few scarred and limping survivors. In between the big kill-offs, there have also been many smaller, less well-known extinction periods. The Hemphillian, Frasnian, Fomenian, Rancolabrean, and a dozen or so others, which were not so devastating to total species numbers, but often critically hit certain populations. Grazing animals, including horses, were nearly wiped out in the Hemphillian event about 5 million years ago. Horses declined to a single species, which appears so sporadically in the fossil record as to suggest that for a time it teetered on the brink of oblivion. Imagine a human history without horses, without grazing animals. In nearly every case, for both big extinctions and more modest ones, we have bewilderingly little idea of what the cause was. Even after stripping out the more crackpot notions, there are still more theories for what caused the extinction events than there have been events. At least 24 potential culprits have been identified as causes or prime contributors: global warming, global cooling, changing sea levels, oxygen depletion of the seas, a condition known as anoxia, epidemics, giant leaks of methane gas from the sea floor, meteor and comet impacts, runaway hurricanes of a type known as hypercanes, huge volcanic upwellings, catastrophic solar flares. This last is a particularly intriguing possibility. Nobody knows how big solar flares can get, because we've only been watching them since the beginning of the space age, but the sun is a mighty engine, and its storms are commensurately enormous. A typical solar flare, something we wouldn't even notice on Earth, will release the energy equivalent of 1 billion hydrogen bombs and fling into space 100 billion tons or so of murderous high-energy particles. The magnetosphere and atmosphere between them normally swat these back into space or steer them safely toward the poles, where they produce the Earth's comely auroras, but it is thought that an unusually big blast, say 100 times the typical flare, could overwhelm our ethereal defences. The light show would be a glorious one, but it would almost certainly kill a very high proportion of all that basked in its glow. Moreover, and rather chillingly, according to Bruce Tsurutani of the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory, it would leave no trace in history. What all this leaves us with, as one researcher has put it, is tons of conjecture and very little evidence. Cooling seems to be associated with at least 3 of the big extinction events, the Ordovician, Devonian, and Permian. But beyond that, little is agreed, including whether a particular episode happened swiftly or slowly. Scientists can't agree, for instance, whether the late Devonian extinction, the event that was followed by vertebrates moving onto the land, happened over millions of years or thousands of years, or in one lively day.